A national championship contender resides in Chapel Hill, and they still haven't played a single event at home. Findlay Golf Course may be under renovation, but the UNC men's golf team season is all coming together at the right time. Carolina has won its last two tournaments and five total on the season, a single season record under sixth-year head coach Andrew DiBattista. DiBattista is the reigning ACC Coach of the Year and looks like a strong candidate to win that crown again this year. His Tar Heels are looking to advance to another NCAA championship, which pits the best programs in the country against each other in a combination of stroke play and match play formats. But it wasn't always this way. As recently as 10 years ago, Carolina wasn't a player in the collegiate golf scene. Take a listen to what current PGA golfer Ben Griffin, who arrived in Chapel Hill in 2014, had to say about the state of the program back then.
Before I had gotten there, we really weren't good at all. Being University of North Carolina, you expect every sport to be pretty much like in the top 10 or whatever, top one for certain sports almost every year in the nation, and golf was way behind.
As Griffin and teammate Will Register progressed, the program did as well. Their senior seasons coincided with DiBattista's promotion from assistant coach to head coach, and the new head man told 97.9 The Hill he had a definitive outlook for the program from day one.
It was a very crystal clear vision, just what I thought the program could do, the belief in the University of North Carolina, and the fact that I saw a path to having a really successful men's golf program.
Still, despite DiBattista's optimism, skeptics around the country questioned whether Carolina could truly become a national contender. Just listen to what fifth-year senior Ryan Burnett said an opposing coach told him in high school.
When I was actually being recruited, I was like told, you know, don't go to Carolina. That's where like talent goes to die, you know, because there had been some good players that had come through and hadn't quite panned out. But I think that, you know, when Coach DiBattista got here, the culture kind of changed, and he's really helped move it forward.
DiBattista's vision has now become reality, as the Tar Heels are ranked as the number two team in the country by Golf Week. Carolina will begin its final event of the regular season today in Arizona, with the ACC and NCAA championships soon to follow. Those events will serve as a showcase for UNC's rock-solid five-man starting lineup, one which includes three golfers ranked in the NCAA's top 20. Burnett is ranked 17th, but according to him, not many of the current Tar Heels were considered the golf equivalent of a five-star recruit.
So I think we have a lot of guys with, you know, chips on our shoulders who feel like we still have a lot to prove, and like we don't probably get the respect that some of the other top programs that have been around for 10, 20 years get. So yeah, we're definitely very a hungry bunch.
Those perceived slights have fueled a competitive fire in the team that hasn't been lost on DiBattista.
They just have this relentless pursuit to be the best that they can. And when you have guys of that makeup and that character that are, you know, willing to put in all the work out here on the practice facility and willing to put in the work in the gym and willing to make the sacrifices necessary to be great, well, all of a sudden you're on a path to development, improvement, and have a chance to be great.
Now, the Tar Heels are well positioned to win the team's first ACC championship since 2006. And then take home an even bigger prize, the first national championship in program history. This year's NCAA championship will be played at Greyhawk Golf Course in Scottsdale, Arizona, the same place where Carolina tied for first in stroke play but fell in the match play quarterfinals in last year's championship. If UNC is lucky enough to find itself in the thick of a title race again, DiBattista said he's confident the Tar Heels will find a way to rewrite history.
We talk about all the time, pressure is a privilege. It's right where we want to be. You know, when you have those butterflies in your stomach and you're nervous and maybe your hands are a little bit twitchy, we try to take a step back and smile because we know we are exactly where we want to be.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.